Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's 10:45. This is Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. And our Weekend Theater segment continues, talking a couple of minutes ago with Jordan, working Chicago actor, suddenly put out of work by the shutdown of theaters around the Chicago area. And we've talked so many times with musicians who have found themselves in the same circumstance. We were talking when I filled in for Bob Surratt this past Thursday and Friday. By the way, had a blast filling in for Bob. Great time. Thank you for all the nice texts and emails and messages on social media. Very, very, very nice response. I appreciate very much. But anyway, when I was filling in for Bob, we talked with Ramsey Lewis, who's going to be doing a virtual concert in the next couple of days to support musicians who are out of work. I mean, you know, Ramsey's 85 years old. He's retired. He's doing a kind of a birthday celebration, but also helping his fellow musicians who are suddenly out of work. People who work in, you know, restaurants and little jazz combos that play music in restaurants and bars and little clubs. You know, all these people are out of work who might do little sessions along the way. Suddenly closed. So musicians have stepped up, and they've done quite a bit to help one another. There's another event that is coming up on May the 30th. It's called Chicago Music Cares. And it is being put together by a couple of guys. One of them is Mark Michelson. Mark, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Dean. Thanks for having us.
And also Kevin Tenbrunsel. They are both working at this kind of from different angles. Kevin, good morning to you. Thank you for being on with us today.
Hi, Dean. Glad to be here.
So explain, Kevin, from your end, what it is that Chicago Music Cares is and who will benefit from it.
We were formed 8 years ago during the Sandy Hook tragedy, and we're just a bunch of musicians in the Chicago area that are trying to use music to serve people. And we jokingly say that Lady Gaga stole our idea a couple of Saturdays ago. You probably saw her program where she got some musicians to perform, and they raised millions of dollars.
She's famous for stealing people's ideas, you know. So,
well, she stole ours.
And you know why? You know why? Because she was born this way.
Well, God love her, because she came up with a great idea, and we're going to do the same. We're going to have musicians from the Chicago area send us videos that they created from their home, and we're going to air it on Facebook Live that night, and we're going to provide lots of links on our Facebook page that you can contribute to the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
Oh, great.
And it's our hope that we do two things that night. We entertain families not only in Chicago but around the country if they want to tune in, and we raise a lot of money for the Northern Illinois Food Bank.
That's fantastic. So your angle, Kevin, if I remember correctly, benefiting musicians, but Mark, you are working on helping actors like Jordan that we just talked to, who suddenly find themselves out of work, right?
Yeah, so we're a relatively new organization. We go by the Chicagoland Theater Fund, which is an impact fund based out of Chicago with basically investment focus in supporting and fostering, you know, the artistic community of the Chicagoland region. And Kevin and I have been friends kind of through the music circle for a while, so when he mentioned that this was happening, we knew we wanted to support in some way, shape, or form. And something that's kind of been in development, which is kind of neat, is that the Academy Award Grammy-winning composer Stephen Schwartz, known for shows like, you know, Wicked and Godspell and Pippin, Disney's Pocahontas, and then the Tony Award-winning director John Caird, who's actually one of the original directors from the Broadway show Les Mis. Well, they've been working with the fund and a great artistic team kind of from the Chicagoland theater scene to premiere a revamped version of the show that they created a while back called Children of Eden, which is a musical kind of based on the book of Genesis. It's kind of an all-star cast, Tony nominee Norm Lewis, Brian Justin Crum from America's Got Talent, David Phelps is a gospel-winning artist. But actually, the full roster will be around 50 veterans of, you know, Chicago and Broadway theater. And the show got postponed. It was intended for this summer. Now it's postponed to summer 2021. So the full cast hasn't been announced, but they're going to be announced next week because the whole cast agreed to kind of come together for this stream event and put together a kind of a special quarantine performance in hopes to encourage folks to, you know, donate to the Northern Illinois Food Bank and support those families impacted by COVID-19.
Yeah, this is so great. Kevin, talk to me a little bit about kind of the spirit of these performers, you know, the creative animal. One by one by one, without fail, stepping forward and happy to donate performances to help other people. I mean, that's one thing that I notice in covering entertainment, that the performance community, whether they are actors, singers, dancers, musicians, television actors, movie actors, everybody is stepping up to help. You know, it's like the old days when actors and singers and comedians would perform at you know, for at military bases around the world. It's just a new digital age that we're living in right now.
You hit the nail on the head. One of the most enjoyable things with this project is to watch the videos that are coming into our Dropbox. We call it a 6 degree of separate of a Kevin Bacon thing going on, because the word must be spreading, because there's videos coming in from folks we don't know. And to watch the diversity of talent and genre of music that's coming in for the show, it's been amazing. So many generous people donating their songs for this cause. I should probably mention, Dean, in order to tune in, it's very simple. Just go to our Facebook page, Music Food for Life, and you'll see instructions on the Facebook page. We'll air it at 7 o'clock this coming Saturday, May 30th. It's Facebook Music for Life. But to your point, Dean, just the diversity of songs that have come in, it's been so much fun to watch.
And same thing with actors, I would imagine, you know, live stage performers, same thing. It's been my experience that they're some of the most charitable, benevolent people that I've ever met.
Absolutely. It's fascinating because I think so many of the actors right now are the ones that are, I mean, there's so many industries that are getting impacted, but actors in particular, you know, their entire line of work is really kind of put on hold right now. So the fact that so many have, you know, come together to, you know, not just for, you know, this particular event, there's been so many charitable events that they've, you know, that the acting community has come together to support, even though they themselves are the ones, you know, in need as well. It says a lot about, I think, the character that is built through that line of work.
Yeah. And, you know, you're so right. I mean, there are so many people who are affected by this, who are suddenly out of work. It's not just, you know, the actors and actors and musicians and performers and entertainers. Lots of people are affected by this, but the group of entertainers are the ones saying, okay, I'm out of work. What can I do? Let me try to help somebody else. I'm not saying that other people aren't trying to help somebody else, but I'm just saying that here's a group of people that from the very beginning of this pandemic have been doing benefits to help others, to help their coworkers, to help other people who are also out of work. You got to love that, you know, spirit of reaching out to help somebody else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the cast members from Eden kind of like stepped up to put together this video montage for the stream event. We were initially going to put this together ourselves, you know, from an administrative end, but it's a lot of work just to do that, just to, you know, compile these videos and time it right with the, you know, with the audio track and all that work that goes into it. But one of the actors, you know, stepped up to the plate without really getting paid at all for, you know, to do that. It's been amazing.
Yeah. All these performers are, you know, these different little mini concerts that we see from people's homes and these, you know, performances of Broadway performers who are, you know, participating in special broadcasts that are going on. Nobody's getting paid for any of that, folks. They're doing it to help some of the charitable for COVID relief funds, for food, providing food for people in different organizations, as you are with the Chicago Food Depository. So, I mean, people are they're just stepping up. There was a great event that was on MSNBC last night and on some of the social media networks as well that was put on for UNICEF. for the, you know, children around the world who are being affected by COVID-19. And it was very powerful. They told lots of messages how kids in third world countries, you know, not just kids like around the United States, but kids all over the world who have infinitely less than kids in America have, who are benefit from the generosity of those of you who donate to UNICEF. They told these stories that were very, very touching. And people like Cher performed, Jordan Sparks performed, Peter Frampton, Sheryl Crow, Rod Stewart. There's a long list of really top-notch performers who entertained. Nobody got paid to do anything. They just wanted to help UNICEF. Cher, as a matter of fact, recorded a song from her last album, her ABBA tribute album. She recorded the song Chiquiquita in Spanish and has donated 100% of the proceeds for that song to UNICEF. So, I mean, there's an incredible amount of charitable giving that's going on the national level, international level, and guys like Mark and Kevin who are, you know, doing something locally, which I think is fantastic as well. If there was not a pandemic going on right now, guys, what, you know, what would you be doing? What are your, you know, normal jobs?
Can I take it away?
Yeah, sure. I'm a sales leader for a company called GTT.
What did you say, a failed leader?
Sales.
Oh,
leader.
Sales leader. Sorry. I thought, wow, you were really self-effacing there.
Yeah, I was a sales leader, and but my wife and I are singers in Chicago, and we sing as a hobby, and it's a big part of our life.
Okay, so you come out of the business world, and singing is just something that you and your wife enjoy doing.
Yep, exactly. And that's why Chicago Musicians Care is what it is. It's a bunch of folks like me. There's a guy named Ed Scobie that's leading this project with me in Barrington, and he's a businessman too. But that's what Chicago Musicians Care is all about, is musicians that are trying to use music to serve people. And that's why we're so excited about this program.
Yeah. And that's Kevin, right? That I'm talking to now, right?
Yes, indeed.
And Mark, what about you? Just to make sure I get the
voices. Yeah, I'm actually, I work in the finance and accounting world. I'm a CPA in the private equity industry.
Wow.
Actually, that's my go-to. And I don't sing. I have no talent, but I'm a huge, huge fan of the music world.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Good for you, business guys, helping out musicians. Good for you. And you said that this all started as a result, as a response to the tragedy at Sandy Hook, right?
Correct. Yeah, we made a video. We did a We Are the World kind of a thing 8 years ago for Sandy Hook, and you can see that video. It's still out on YouTube. If you Google Chicago Musicians Care Sandy Hook, you can see that video. And we raised some money and sent that money to Newtown, Connecticut 8 years ago, and we're trying to do the same thing this Saturday.
Wow.
Is to raise money for the Northern Illinois Food Bank. The Northern Illinois Food Bank right now, as we speak, is feeding hungry families and children, and we just hope that we can send some extra money their way. Again, I hate to keep plugging this, Dean, but we really hope folks tune in. It'll be on Facebook at Music Food for Life. You go there, and 7 o'clock this Saturday Central Time, tune in and see what we think are some entertaining songs.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that you keep reminding us of that. I was going to say it as well, and I probably will again before we leave. It's called Chicago Music Cares. And if you want to check out this amazing collection of Chicago talent, go on Facebook, search Music Food for Life. And it's going to be next Saturday at 7 p.m. on May the 30th. And guys, congratulations on the giving spirit. That's what we love to hear. You know, people reaching out to help somebody else during these difficult times. Mark Michelson and Kevin Tenbrunsel, guys, thank you so much for your efforts.
Thanks so much,
we really
Dean.
Appreciate it.
God bless you.
Thank
Dean.
You.
You too. Thank you for caring.